Blog Talk Radio.
Marissa Bradshaw, CEO of Any Lab Test Now, and I sit proudly on Social Geek Radio. And now I'd like to hand it over to Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Well, this is the Deb Evans part of the Deb Evans and Jack Munson. How are you, Jack Munson?
I am doing very well indeed tonight. And thanks to Clarissa for being a great supporter of Social Geek Radio.
Yeah, she was a great guest, and she is the CEO of Any Lab Test Now, which is really based out of Atlanta, but there's several locations. In fact, I visited a location here in Houston just the other day because they were doing the swab test for blood cancer matches, and I got my flu shot. So Any Lab Test Now is a really, I would say, very convenient and affordable lab testing facilities in strip malls that you don't even have to, I don't know if you know this, you don't have to have insurance in order to visit. They've got all hours, Saturdays.
I think in the world of the Affordable Care Act and who knows what's going to be happening with everyone's insurance, Any Lab Test Now might be a good place to get to know, because you can get a lot of things done there that would probably cost you a fortune in some of the traditional type of lab facilities. So I actually got to visit one of them in their headquarters in Atlanta, and it was a very cool facility, and it's like, you know, every once in a while, franchising and the whole franchise business model crosses over with something that's really going to hit and hit big, and I think this is one of them. You know, it's every aspect of healthcare and franchising, it just seems like, wow, there's so much growth happening there. So good for those guys and Clarissa and her whole team.
Yep, they're great. I've met a lot of their franchisees and certainly their corporate team, so it is a great franchise to check out and get to know and use, even if you're not interested in franchising, but use as a customer. It's like, oh, cool.
Blue shot. Very cool.
So,
Deb, I've got a big geek question to ask you.
What?
How is the iPhone 6?
I thought for sure you were going to ask me if I took the plastic off. The iPhone 6 is very cool. So let's go ahead and just tell everybody now what I did. I might as well just spill the beans. So I stand in line for an hour and a half to get the iPhone. And, of course, I have friends and my daughter who think, you're insane to stand in line to get it. It's like, no, I'm not standing 20 days. I'm just standing an hour and a half. And I get the iPhone, and it's very cool. And Lou out at the Woodlands, Texas Apple store was fantastic. And I got it all set up, and I'm ready to do my first scheduled call, and I can't hear her. It's like Marianne O'Connell with FrameWise. Like, why can't I hear you, Marianne? And it's all muffled. It's like, oh, the stupid phone. They gave me a dud, and I'm going to throw it out the window. And like 15 minutes later, I'm looking at the phone and looking at the phone going, why are you not working? Because it worked for text messages, it worked for emails, it worked for everything. It's like, oh, geez, maybe if I take the plastic off and uncover the microphone, it might work. But it is cool.
Removing the plastic off of a new iPhone, I mean, that's a social geek moment right there. I think that's straight out of the Big Bang Theory, where, you know, you only have that moment once a year or once every couple of years when you get a new phone, so...
Well, it's been so long since I got a new phone. I forgot. You know? They let me open the box. He was so funny. He said, here, Miss Evans, you should open the box. Because that is like, oh, yeah, don't touch it. Let me open the box. And I made a big deal out of that. But I forgot about the plastic on the darn phone. But whatever.
Wow.
So.
And, you know, I've got one other quick Apple note. I just read this today, that with the new iPhone 6 and the new iPhone 6 Plus and whatever else is coming around the corner for this holiday season, they're discontinuing one of my favorite products of all time. They're discontinuing the classic Apple iPod. And that's the big one that still has the click wheel and does not have a touch screen and no Wi-Fi or anything. It's just a big, huge memory, right? I got one a couple of years ago, and it has like 160 gig of memory for the same price as a typical iPod. But so if anybody's interested in having 20,000 songs, you know, in the palm of their hand, you might want to pick one of these up real soon because they're discontinuing that, and I think when they're gone, they're gone. So that's my geeky tip of the week.
Your geek of the week, okay.
Yeah, there we go.
So we have, I know he's on the line because I can hear him breathing. So we have Greg Marks, who's the principal of Adenta Brands, which is actually powered by Performa. And Greg, you are calling us from Arizona, aren't you?
I am calling you from sunny central Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Where the weather has finally broken. We are back to some level of humanity again here.
I saw someone was having coffee the other morning on their patio, and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, you guys don't get to do that until about now.
Exactly. It's been a brutal summer, but the great weather is here.
Well, for our listeners, so explain, you know, Clarissa did the opening, and if it sounds a little not muffled, but you heard noise, it's because Clarissa graciously recorded that opening for us when we were at the Public Affairs Conference in D.C. Now, the way she recorded that was I had a microphone that was attached to my digital camera. So if you go to the Facebook page of Social Geek Radio, you can actually see the video of Clarissa doing the intro. But what the really cool thing that made me feel like such a geek and really important was I had this, you know, handheld microphone, but I had a microphone flag on it. And it's that little box that goes on the microphone that you see with news journalists and reporters, you know, ABC News, and everybody has that, and they have the logo. Well, Greg and Performa made the Social Geek Radio microphone flag for us. And, Greg, it's just really cool. I just really like it.
Well, I'm glad that you do. I'm excited to help you with that. And it's always fun when a promotional product or printed item actually does something besides just sit there, and it's fun that that you're enjoying it.
Well, you know, and Jack, I think you saw us. Jack was in the we had a tweet up, you know, and I pulled that microphone out, and people were standing there pretending to do, you know, interview everybody else sitting at the bar. Then they started thinking that I was actually recording. It's like, I'm not recording this. We're in a bar. You know, I don't want to take pictures of this as you're sitting there sipping your martini. But they were having a lot of fun with it. But it just looks so official. And having that logo, I mean, the microphone would have been fine, but having that logo on it really stood out and made Social Geek Radio just pretty geeky.
You were almost like a real journalist there. Like we might actually be live on the air someday, not just practicing.
Well, we will be live on the air, sort of, when we go to IFA, and we'll make sure we grab Greg, and we will start doing. And the whole point of this is for Jack, for you and I, to start doing live interviews versus, you know, we love these here at Social Geek Radio, but to do them live.
Yeah, I think we got to take a look at the calendar and get some live broadcast schedule with some of these events coming up too. So
a live broadcast at IFA during one of your tweet ups would be really cool.
See,
and
really
good. I know. There you go. And maybe a Google Hangout on top of it. We could just do more than anyone could possibly handle.
Multitasking.
But Greg, you know, the interesting thing about that mic flag is, when I see stuff like that, my first inclination to think is, well, yeah, we could get something like that made, but you have to make like 1,000 of them, don't you? And it seems like the answer is no. You guys can literally put anything together on anything, one at a time, or two at a time, or 10 at a time. It isn't something that has to be mass produced, right?
Correct. You know, generally speaking, of course, a lot of the manufacturers that we work with, and there's literally hundreds of thousands of certified ASI vendors out there across the world. most of them are looking at longer run type projects, if you will. But we have a really cool, somewhat geeky search engine off of ASI that allows us to search for pretty much anything. You can put in various parameters, and you can find really anything that you want to put your logo on, we can do. And then it's a function of trying to narrow it down to folks that will either do what they call LTM, less than minimum, or you just tell them that I need one, and that's all you're getting. And many vendors today will go, okay, we'll do that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Digital
well,
world, right?
The digital world. Yep. And you do, so years ago when you and I first met, you know, having that web store online web shopping for my franchisees was really new, and it was quite different that I didn't have to store all this collateral and be able to supply it to the franchisees. And this very, it seems to be the norm today, but you do a lot of that type of promotional shopping or store.
Right, fulfillment, yeah. So,
fulfillment.
So we've been doing this for, right, yeah. We've been doing this for about 20 years, and it was kind of odd, you know, going way back when we had some corporate clients here in Arizona, Swift Transportation, Microage, who was a franchisor, by the way, back in the day, came to us and said, can you do some kind of, like, online ordering system site thingy-mabobber? And my partner and I looked at each other and said, yeah, sure, we can do that. Of course, we weren't quite certain how we were going to do it, but we wanted to do the business. So we went back to the back cave and figured out how to do a really rudimentary online ordering, you know, system. That would have been around 1996 or 7, I'm guessing, something to that effect. And so that was, you know, the earlier iterations. And now, of course, there are literally millions of users around the world ordering print and promotional items off of their corporate portal. And there's a lot of different webware and software out there that you can utilize to do that. We use a piece of webware called 451, which is really our fourth generation of webware that we pretty much exclusively stay with. Once we determine which program we're going to use, we'd like to run with it and keep going with it. And this particular software webware is so much more robust than anything that we've seen in the past. It can do so many more things for us and, more importantly, for our clients, so that we can take those headaches away from the franchisor and have us deal with the franchisees and our vendor relations, you know, along the way.
You know, and as a previous franchisor with wonderful franchisees, they were a headache. And they were a headache when it came to their shopping needs and what they needed and the quantity and all of that. And that truly just freed up so much of my time and my support team when we just say, oh, there you go. Go to Greg's site. Get whatever you want, you know, and you dealt with all of it. It just made a huge difference.
Yeah, most of the items that we put on a site, well, like actually 100% of the items that we put on a site are approved by corporate headquarters for the franchisors,
right.
Either director of marketing or operations or the CEO gets involved and they approve those items. But then we also have a customer service team so that if a franchisee doesn't see what they need or want, they can call us or email us and we'll go ahead and do a custom project for them. Of course, being the logo cops, as we are called by many of our clients, we go back to corporate first to make sure that the item is, you know, appropriate and that the placement of the graphics are correct and all that kind of stuff to make sure that we're keeping within, you know, the realm of protecting the brand, if you will.
Right.
Greg, what's
yeah.
really hot right now? What are franchisors and all of the franchisees really having a lot of success with? Is it you know printed mailing stuff? Is it signage? What seems to really be, you know, sort of making it work for everybody these days?
I'd say really two different types of items, if you will. So direct marketing or local store marketing is huge. Of course, it's a phrase I'm sure you guys hear and utilize yourselves on an ongoing basis. So finding tools where franchisees can easily put together a campaign to do local EDDM, for example, every door direct mail type mailers that USPS approved a few years back, so that your postage rate is extremely low and you can target geographic markets very, very easily. So we do a lot of those kinds of projects, full service, to or just print the pieces and allow the franchisee to, you know, drop them at the post office themselves, which most don't want to do, of course, so we do a lot of full-service EDDM and direct marketing-type campaigns. The other thing in the print world in general that is growing is wide-format graphics. So you're seeing more and more signage. You're seeing more and more banners, the feather flags that you see out in front of stores and
yeah.
other franchisees. We're doing a ton of that kind of work right now. And the price points on banner material and feather flag type material have dropped dramatically. So again, it's an inexpensive way to market your location with a great graphic and whatever artwork, you know, corporate approves.
Yeah, I've got a couple of expos coming up, and I contact you for anything I need, like my new iPhone 6 needing a logoed hard case. I mean, you've done a case for me for my old iPhone 4. I'm so embarrassed to say, that's the one I gave up. But that's got to be a hot thing now to have, the franchise brand on your phone. Everybody sees your phone. Everybody sees
right.
your phone.
It
should be branded.
Technology-driven promotional products are huge. Anything from phone chargers to phone, covers to laptop covers.
Gel skins.
You name
mm-hmm.
it. Yeah, very much so.
It's really cool to present and have that laptop in your brand facing that audience you're speaking to. It's like cool.
Right. And Deb, won't make fun of the iPhone 4 because I don't know if Dana Lopez is listening, but I am still a BlackBerry guy as well. Don't hang up on me.
Yeah, our listeners we've left them. They've left us. Yeah. Oh well, that's okay.
I tried an iPhone and I went back to BlackBerry with the newer versions.
That's okay.
Good device. So, large format, wide format graphics are huge. One of my vendors contacted me today and said, do you have very many clients that have drive-through windows? We've got a really cool new product that we're rolling out that would be, part of the menu board, if you will. So, that kind of stuff, the technology with respect to the print process has gotten better. The quality of the imaging is better, and the costs have dropped dramatically, particularly on the material side. So we're seeing more and more people order even A-frames. I mean, just anything that's large format that you can get out in front of your location. And then we've got clients like, for example, Fun Brands, Pump It Up and Bounce You. They're based here in Phoenix, but they've got locations all over the country. A lot of their locations are in like a light industrial park because it's like the bouncy places for the fun for the kids to go. So they don't really have a lot of traffic, so they're trying to find ways to get feather flags and banners, out on top of vehicles that they'll park on the corner and just, different ways to attract the consumer, if you will.
And who knew? We just had them on the show last week, so didn't even know that the two of you, and I should have realized it because you're both in Arizona. So, yep, they were on the show last week.
Deb, everyone in Arizona knows everyone in Arizona, right?
This is true.
And, yeah.
It used to be that way.
Everybody in the franchising space probably. But, they're a terrific brand. They were, they're doing lots of lots of cool stuff there too. So glad to hear that.
Yeah, we love them. They're really nice people.
Yeah. Well, you play with, it's kids' parties and fun stuff all day. You really can't be in too bad of a mood, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Tell us about some of the digital stuff you guys do. You do quite a bit of email marketing too. Is that right?
Yes, correct. So going way, way back when, again, over 10 or 12 years ago, we decided that we didn't want to be the last guy standing around holding a postcard in our hand. So we wanted
to
get into permission-based email marketing, so we did that right away. So we've done a lot of email marketing campaigns over the years. A lot of what we do also is operational mailings, so things like EOBs when you go to see your physician, you get that document in the mail from your insurance company. So we also email through a really robust tool the statements that typically things that through Gramm-Leach Bliley or Bleedley, however you pronounce it, or through HIPAA, you would not be able to email off of a traditional platform. So we have a really robust system for email marketing and email pushes for data, if you will, data-driven type email programs. it's funny, we did email marketing before we did web design, but because we were doing email marketing, more and more clients said to us, hey, can you do a website for us? So we got involved in website design as well back then. In fact, Deb, we did a website for your old company.
Yeah.
And then also for the postal company that was part of the holding company. Can I remember the name of the brand?
You talking about Parcel Plus or?
Parcel Plus. Plus. We did their website also.
Cool.
So we've done a lot of website design and dev throughout the years as well. And of course, now just having a website in and of itself is far from enough. You need to have social media. You need to have search and all the other web marketing. So Proforma has a huge team back at our corporate office in Cleveland, Ohio, helping us with our clients' needs around social media and web marketing as well.
Very good.
Of fun video stuff. Video marketing.
Oh, really?
Course,
you're doing video
that.
Stuff?
Yeah. Yes, yeah, very much so.
I learned something new. I did not know you
were
I did not realize you were doing the video.
It's follow the need, right? Or
that's right.
Get in front of the need if you can.
You know what's interesting, Greg, is you serve the franchise community supplying, you know, all this great marketing material to franchisors, but you're also a franchisee, is that correct?
Yes, exactly. So,
you know all sides of this business. You've got
yeah,
this covered.
Very much so. It's pretty funny because, yeah, we've been, as a vertical market, calling on the franchise community for over a decade, and I made a change with my business a couple of years back and decided I wanted to find a different way to go to market, a different branding, and then also the financial strength of a large national company. So Proforma, based in Cleveland, Ohio, is a franchisor with 700-plus franchisees around the U.S., Canada, and the United Kingdom. Proforma is the largest promotional products distributor in the U.S. and Canada and the second-largest print distributor in the U.S. and Canada. So we have a great breadth of knowledge and skill around the print and promo world, again, due to our size and our strength and our scope and financial ability to work with vendors and make sure vendors get paid and all that good stuff. And really, at the end of the day, what's fun about Proforma is we're a marketing agency without agency fees. So I jokingly say to people, we don't charge you to think about us like your traditional advertising agency would. We think about you and we bring you ideas and concepts either way. So really, you know, more it's kind of a hybrid of a marketing agency and a business process outsource resource. And it works. It works really, really well. Our clients enjoy us having the ability to bring them all these solutions, again, without a retainer. So good stuff. I don't know if I answered your question, Jack, about
no,
the franchise.
You absolutely
I think you did.
And,
yeah.
And I
okay.
think that's a fascinating idea, too, is, you know, the new world that you know, you've kind of evolved into is the idea of doing the work of a marketing agency and having that sort of expertise behind you, but like you said, without the retainer. You know,
mm-hmm.
so many people just think, well, we need to hire an agency. Okay, we don't have money to spend right off the bat. You know, we need to get something from this from with every dollar we spend. And I think, you know, it sounds like you really hit on something there that you know, from the first dollar somebody spends, they're actually getting a service or a product that isn't, you know, going into agency overhead, right?
Right, right. Well, the related fun part of it, too, is we get calls from agencies as well to support them in their needs with their clients, franchise clients, or, you know, traditional corporate clients as well. We'll actually
sure.
get
Do you find that you find that you can probably take care of so much of this stuff more cost-effectively than they can, I would assume, right?
Yes, very much so. And often it can become a revenue stream back to the agency as well because we can participate and help have them participate in, you know, in the solution as well as the revenue that, you know, derives from it. We've
sure.
actually gotten this really weird phone call, and we've gotten it probably a half a dozen times where we'll get a call from an agency and they'll say something to the effect of, I have a really weird project, so I thought of you. I think that's a compliment,
I would definitely go to Greg for. But you know what? Because that client knows that they can run it by you, Greg, and most times you can deliver because, you know, it's just what you guys do. So that's cool. So now I have a really weird question for you. Do you
well, there
guys...
You go. Deb just
go.
Did it herself. I've got a really
Greg.
Weird question. I'll
go
to Greg. Greg
so I have a, I'll go to Greg. Have you thought about or have you attempted to do any kind of app development? I mean, you guys are so busy with the web and email marketing and things like that. Is that an area that you would attempt?
Very much so on the along the lines, I guess, or the realm of marketing-related functions. So I personally have not been involved in any of these projects, but we have a vendor who we're probably 90% of their business who does app development. And, you know, unfortunately, I'm not educated enough to speak intelligently about any of the specific projects they've done. But I do know that some of the stuff is really, really cool. And it's, you know, it goes back to, you know, if you can dream it, we'll find a way to do it kind of a thing.
Right.
One of my associates used to say, we'll redesign Microsoft if you have the budget.
Hold on, they may be calling you for that soon, Greg.
There you go.
Yeah.
So anything
you,
with
you
a
know.
Budget, but you know, but a lot of the app development really is plug and play now, so it's not, you know. It's
so
not
I've heard, and I've got this need to, you know, have my own app. You know, maybe Social Geek Radio now needs an app. I don't know why. I don't know what it would do, but
it's the dumb app.
I would just throw it out there to you. You know, it's like this is what I want. This is what Deb wants. Can you deliver?
I love it. Absolutely.
Sure. See, I knew that. And he's just mentioned that, Jack, on Social Geek Radio, so we can hold it to hold him to it.
Right. We'll just replay that every week until he does it.
Until he delivers the app. And then
hey, like I said, if there's a budget, come on.
Oh, we won't talk budget. Cool.
Yeah, I hear you.
So what, besides the guy, you know, wanting to redesign Microsoft, what's the oddest, weirdest, strangest thing that you guys have labeled or done, or, you know, I know you've seen it all.
Oh, wow. We used to jokingly say that, you know, we'll, in our fulfillment side of the business, we'll fulfill anything except for live animals.
Yeah.
And then someone asked us to put goldfish in plastic type baggies and distribute them. So I guess we'll do live animals as well. We've distributed trees and other, you know, plants, if you will. And you really have to, you know, dig deep and be super careful with your fulfillment team to make sure that you're doing those kinds of projects correctly and legally and all that fun stuff. So lots of oddball things like that. But, yeah, the goldfish and the plants were probably two of the most unique ones, if you will.
But it's memorable.
It's memorable. We did a label project for a naval air station in California, and they were putting these super aggressive adhesive back labels, pressure sensitive labels, on some sort of bombs, I think. I'm not really certain. We haven't really got the details because they couldn't tell us exactly what they were using them for.
Wow.
Mm.
So you just never know.
Well, we are coming to the bottom of our time here at Social Geek Radio, and Greg, I could just talk to you forever, but we're not going to have enough time. So why not, before we get shot off the air here, tell everybody how they can reach you, what website or email or Twitter handle, whatever it is that you want to share so that they can reach out to you.
Okay, great. Thanks so much. It's Greg Marks, Marks. My direct phone line is 602-888-0708. Best email for me is gm@identibrands.com, gm@identibrands.com. I'm on LinkedIn every day, several times per day, so you can find me on LinkedIn as well, of course. I'm working my tweets, not as well as I should be, but Deb, you mentioned you were proud of me that you've seen more recently. So
I have.
Try to get them out there.
Very good. Well, it was fun having you, Greg, and I hope to see you soon, certainly in Vegas, but we will see you soon. And everybody go check out Greg's website. If you need promotional items, email, whatever, he's the person to go to. And, Jack, I will talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week. Thanks so much, Greg. Have a good evening, everybody.
Have a good night.
Appreciate it very much.
Thanks. Good night.